play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Free Glove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks basketball underway. The opening tip controlled by the Morton Potters. Here's Eric Gibson for your play-by-play.
Potters rotate the ball around. They're dressed in the red with the white diamond on the sides and the silver trim. Name and numbers in white, and that one all the way down the lane is Katie Byrne for the first two of the game, and she's going to be a matchup problem for the Streaks. 6-1 guard for this important team. Streaks go right inside to Chloe. Chloe good, puts it up, but no good, but she's fouled by Ryan Chandler. So quickly, Streaks get the ball back down the floor and pick up the foul on the freshman, Ryan Chandler.
You know, we talk a lot about Livingston, and she's a great player, but you're right, Katie Byrne is going to be maybe the biggest player in the game. It's a problem for us to be able to play 6-1 at a guard. We just have nobody to match up with her, and she's going to be a real struggle, and she scored the first two.
Yep, and I'm dyslexic. It's Chandler Ryan. That makes a little bit more sense. And Chloe misses a pair at the line, and down with the rebound is Sarah Livingston. Back the other way is the Potters with the basketball, excuse me. Dressed in red, they're going left to right across your dial. With the basketball now, Chandler Ryan. She rotates it around, finally down into the corner to Tatum Dowell. Excuse me, to Emily Schultz. She looks inside, ball rotated around. Katie Byrne, they're looking to go inside this Livingston. Streaks doing a good job of doubling her up. And inside all the way to the bucket and missing is Emily Schultz. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and this time the Streaks are going to call for a foul.
What a power move by Schultz that time. She's a strong girl, goes baseline, and was just daring anybody to come in and stop her. Well, we did once, but able to get the ball back, and we'll get a couple of free throws for her hard work.
Well, interestingly enough, it looked like the Streaks packed the defense in a little bit right there. They didn't come all the way out like they normally do. Is the first free throw off the mark for Emily Schultz. She'll get another one, and Streaks bring in a new five. Lexi Daniels, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, and Elsa Mangieri. Their first time in the game is Jessica Lieber will stay, so only four in. For next free throw up from Schultz, she eyes it and nails it. 3-0, Streaks trail. Back the other way, Josh brings it up the long floor here at Knox. Tim Hyman Court here on the campus of Knox College. Ball rotated around up top. Streaks kind of playing shell game. Morton back in the 2-3. Ball rotated around. Streaks got it inside to Danny. Now come back out, and now we're going to get a timeout from Coach Massey, and he is not happy with what the girls were running. They weren't running what he wanted, obviously, as he's questioning his guard play, and that'll be a 30-second timeout. And first time down the floor, the Streaks went right inside. This time they kind of rotated around the exterior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got palms extended upwards as if to say, what are we doing here? This is not at all what we were looking at to attack this defense. And I guess that was the case. We weren't attacking it. We were laying back. And you do that against Morton, especially they've still got some players with some good reach. We've had turnover problems against them in the past as well. So we've got to attack them, because if we let their defense attack us, it's going to be a long afternoon.
Well, 18-4 for this Morton Potter team, and they've lost the only games they've lost to some good teams, including at the State Farm Classic. They lost up there to Morgan Park. They lost to Rocky. As that shot blocked away, Danny Teal and Sabrina Clay gets the rebound, goes in, and no good. Livingston got a block and a rebound on that time down the floor. Streaks come up empty yet again.
Heads-up play by Clay to get that shot up there, but just a little too strong.
Potter's back with the basketball. Inside is Livingston. She misses, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, misses again. Gets her own rebound. I don't know how that wasn't a travel. She didn't even draw a rim. The shot went backwards. So two misses and two rebounds for Livingston, and the Potters are still controlling at their end of the floor. Ball rotated around. They're going to look to try to go inside again, as they do almost every time down the floor to Livingston. Burns got it. She's going to drive the baseline. Kicks it far side over to Abby Cox. Abby Cox up top to Schultz. She's looking to go over the top to Livingston. No. Streaks sitting back in a very compact 2-3 zone. We don't see them usually come out of a game in this, and right away they go inside to Schultz. She's going to be fouled before the shot, and it's going to be on the ground.
You know, down to our left, we see a section of Morton red, but not nearly as big as in years past. A couple of years ago, it was just roaring in here when I walked in with Morton fans, and I don't think the Silver Streaks faithful quite as big a turnout either. That one they had a few years ago was a real marquee matchup, and this one, not too bad, an 18-4 and a 17-18 matching up.
Well, sometimes tough the middle of the day like this, because even though some people have the day off, not everyone does, so it can make it difficult for the fans to get out. As Morton's going to control on the inbound, they had it on the baseline. Burns got it outside the three, just down from our broadcast position. Schultz up in the middle of the lane. She misses, gets her own rebound again. Ball stripped away by Haley Kelso. She's got the ball on the floor. There's a scrum for it and a jump ball, and this is going to go to the Silver Streak. So good job by Haley Kelso getting the steal there.
Now, we can't let Emily Schultz, though, have her way. The last two times down, she's been able to get the ball back after a missed shot and on rebounds, and she's not that big. We really got to get her under control because we've got enough problems with Livingston and Byrne.
That's for sure. As the Streaks are rotating the ball around, and now just a bad turnover by Casey Williams. She thought Sharon was going to come up, almost the NCAA logo on the floor, which is about normally where the volleyball spike line would be on the high school floor, but Sharon cut back door and a miscommunication, and that's the first turnover of the game for the Streaks. Morton with the basketball. Katie Burns going to drive in on the right side. Nothing there. She gives up to Livingston. Schultz is camped out in the lane. I think she has her tent up. She's still in the lane. Still in the lane. Finally leaves the lane. They get it to her, and she puts it up and in.
Schultz again. That's not the one we thought would be the problem for us, but she has been so far.
Ball past the head, and it's stolen away by Chandler Ryan, and the freshman's got the ball in the backcourt now for Morton. Morton reverses the ball around. They're going to go inside to Livingston. She's double-teamed by Sharon and Casey. Katie Byrne all the way down the right side of the floor. No contest. She misses, though, and Casey Williams comes down with a rebound. Good job by Casey securing that rebound. That's been one issue the Streaks have had so far in the early going.
Nobody came over to pick up Byrne. We were lucky. I think she was waiting for somebody to come get her, and she shot it way too hard around the backboard.
Yeah, and Livingston did a good job. She should get props on that one. She did a good job of sealing out the defense, so it opened up the lane. But like you said, I think Byrne just thought too much about it. Streaks with the basketball up top. It's Casey dribbling with the right hand. She brings it near the top of the key. Now gives it to Haley Kelso. Kelso back to Casey. Casey's going to dribble down the lane with the right hand. She kicks it out to Sharon. Three up, and that one's partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Livingston. She's going to take it herself as the block was partial by Abby Cox, and now finally slowing the ball up is Morton, and they're going to run their offense.
Yeah, Sharon's got to get that shot off quicker. She had a lot of time, but she took too much time and got the shot partially blocked.
Now a bad turnover by Morton is a little miscommunication, it looked like, as Abby Cox kind of threw the ball to the corner, expecting, I suppose, somebody to cut there, but nobody going, and now Sammy Thompson's going to see her first action of the game with Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, and Elsa Mangieri. Streaks get the ball up the floor. Just a man-to-man defense by Morton. They're willing to man up against the Streaks and fight through screens. Sammy Thompson's got it far side. Now Jessica's going to set the offense. Good idea by Jessica to reset it. Sabrina Clay gets up top. They rotate around to Jessica. Three's up and off the mark, and this one's going to glance off the rim and go out of bounds. Is it just a little long? Jess had a lot of height on that one and probably expecting one of those taller players to jump out at her.
And the Silver Streaks, even though they didn't get a basket, we want to get that press on here quickly, force some pressure. That's been a problem, as you and Tom always talk about. You've got to score before you can really apply the pressure, and we're still at a goose egg here at the 3:18 mark in the first quarter.
Yeah, Streaks trail 5-0, bringing the ball up against Sharon Diggins as Katie Byrne. Sharon, good job turning her a few times, and finally Katie gets it down, gets it to Sarah Livingston, who drops the ball. Nice hands by Jess to knock it away, and now Katie Byrne's going to throw it out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get the benefit of another Morton turnover, and at some point here, they're going to have to turn these into points.
Morton sideline not too happy about their lack of ball control. They could really have a big lead right now, but they've turned it over three times, and the Silver Streaks still struggling to find some shots here.
Well, one of the things that Tom and I were talking about at that U-High game is the Streaks looked a little intimidating or weren't getting clean shots. As Schramm puts up a three, that one off the back iron, and over the back is Sarah Livingston with the rebound, her sixth of the game already. Streaks steal it back as Elton Mangieri gets a steal. So good job by the Streaks to get the ball right back. Streaks still looking for their first 2 points. 2:38 left to go. They had the similar kind of drought in that first game against U-High. Sharon in the lane and gets it at the 2:33 mark. So it's 5-2 Streaks trail, and that's where Sharon's got to start looking more. Back the other way down the floor, right inside to Livingston. She misses her first shot. Down with the rebound is Jessica Lieber. So good job by the Streaks to hustle back as Morton tried to push the tempo. Jessica with the basketball on the far side, going to bring it up top. She's going to set the offense now. Not a lot of movement on the left side of the floor. Now, Katie Byrne runs through Sabrina Clay, and I think we're going to get a foul on Byrne.
Oh, big time. Big time. Yeah, that Sabrina really hit the floor hard. She held her position, and I don't think she was acting on that. I think she got hit that hard.
Well, so. You know, it looked like Katie Byrne had been playing for the football team there. She did a nice job. She dropped that shoulder to shed the block and went right after the ball handler.
So first foul on her. Silver Streaks will retain possession and chance to cut the lead down to one or maybe tie it.
Haley Kelso double-teamed and a steal by Maddie Kraft. She's going to take it the length of the floor and put it up and in. And somebody's got to call Wolf right there and let her know that Maddie Kraft is behind her. 7-2 Streaks trail. Now they're double-teaming in the corners, and the Streaks are having issues. Lexi Daniels on the dribble, breaking free. Gets it to Haley. Top the key. Three up and count it.
All right, Haley. Big shot, big shot.
Streaks needed that one right there. 7-5 now. Streaks trail by just two. Katie Byrne is going to bring it the length of the floor. Lexi Daniels just the only one giving some pressure, and Katie blows right by her. Ball rotated around now to Kraft in the corner. She's looking to go inside to Bella Jackson as Livingston's on the bench now. Jackson gets the ball stripped away from her. Ball up top. Savannah Rhodes loses control of it. Now the ball loose on the floor. Casey Williams picks it up for the Streaks. So a fourth turnover now for the Potters. A nice shot by Casey Williams right there. Haley Kelso and Lexi Daniels are caught in the sideline on a 3-on-2 right there. They have got to get that ball rotated. Yeah. Haley got the ball after Lexi did a good job getting it out of the corner where she was being double-teamed, and she kicks it back to Haley, and Haley doesn't kick it the other way.
Yeah, they were just playing catch there along the sideline, and you're right, that was just a turnover waiting to happen. We got bailed out a little bit by Morton that time, so let's get it out of the corner, rotate it around top where we've got a little more room to breathe.
Livingston comes back into the ball game for Morton. Streaks with the basketball. Lieber penetrates. Streaks going right to left. Spin dribble all the way in. And she's going to get that one blocked by Livingston. She's going to come up with the ball. Livingston gets it. She tries to kick it away. Ball loose on the floor. And Jessica dives over the top of two players. Kicks it out to Sharon. Three up and good.
Absolute hustle basket that time by the Silver Streaks. And a nice finish by Lieber on the pass to Sharon Diggins.
Yeah, a terrible play there by Livingston. She just kind of threw it into no man's land, and the Streaks were able to come up with the basketball. Great play by Jessica as she dove over the top and kicked that one out to Sharon. Streaks with their first lead of the game at 8-7. Morton goes inside to Livingston. She's in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound down to Sharon. And as always, the Morton-Galesburg games tend to be a little rough and tumble, and if these officials are going to let it go, you're going to see a lot of bumping inside. And now Jess is going to come around the corner. Trying to pick up the charge was Bella Jackson, but she's going to get called for the block, her first foul. And third team foul, fourth team foul for Morton.
This has been rough and tumble, and got to give the Silver Streaks credit. We lead just sheer on hustle, really.
Yeah.
We've made a couple of shots, which helps, but the hustle has been the difference here.
Three up from Jessica, off the rim, down to the floor. Sabrina bats it around, time running out, 6 seconds up. Three up by Sharon, no good. Livingston down with the rebound, back the other way. Here comes Katie Byrne, she puts it up from long distance, no good. So, after what started as a very poor beginning for the Streaks, they have the lead, 8-7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How's it going, man?
Awful. I got stuck in the snow. So much for all-wheel drive.
Here you go. Put this on.
The WGIL button?
Yeah. You're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. And at the Knox County Health Department on West Fremont near Galesburg High School. Details at WGIL.com.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back to Tim Hyman Court on the campus of Knox College. It's Morton and Galesburg. Galesburg with an 8-7 lead, but Morton gets the ball back first here in the second quarter. Morton reverses the ball around. Katie Byrne's going to get it on the near side. Just a short little 12-footer. Misses the shot, but who else? Aaron Schultz on with yet another offensive rebound, her third. Missing the shot on again is Abby Cox, but the rebound comes down to Katie Byrne. So just like that, Morton controlling this first possession, and that's the thing that we talked about in the first quarter. The Streaks have to do a better job of boxing out. Katie Byrne inside misses another shot. This ball batted around. Finally, Chloe comes up with it, and we're going to get a held ball call. It's going to be Streaks basketball, but Katie Byrne, she had a lot of arm on that one.
Yeah, well, she had two really clean looks at the basket, one on a short jumper, and then she tried to use the backboard on the second one. They set a pick for her and just give her a short jumper. She missed both opportunities. And now, quickly, we've got a timeout here in the early part of this second quarter, Eric.
Well, I don't think Coach Becker was none too happy with what he saw from his girls in that first offensive possession. He knows, just like we've seen from up here, is that they have a definite advantage on the inside. They have to pound that ball inside as much as possible. Even if they don't have shots, it opens up the other shots. And I think that's kind of what he's a little worried about at this point.
Well, and you can see the Galesburg strategy is, you know, Livingston's going to get some shots, but make it hard on her. Always have somebody in her face, maybe somebody else on the backside of her, and so far they've frustrated her a little bit in the early part of the game.
Streaks with the basketball. Jessica Lever's going to get it on the near side wing. She kicks it up top to Sharon. Sharon's going to dribble with the right hand. Ball reversed around back to Jessica. She's got now just inside of the K for Knox College, the near center court. Long three up from Jessica, and that one's good. So Jess with her first three of the game, third one for the Streaks, and the Streaks have an 11-7 lead.
Always good to make shots. Silver Streaks.
And now a carry by Morton's Abby Cox, as she just got going a little too quick with that left hand. And Coach Becker telling her right now, you know, we have plenty of people in the backcourt to help you out. Don't get going too fast.
Sixth turnover in the first half against the Potters. Silver Streaks looking to build on their 11-7 lead.
Streaks with the basketball, and Jess is looking for something. She looks for the pick and roll with Jess, with Danny, and Jess spinning inside, misses the shot. Rebound comes down. Danny had it for a moment. Ball loose on the floor in a scrum style, and now tying up Chandler Ryan, who finally came free with the basketball, is Danny Teal. Sabrina Clay was there. Allison Mangieri was there, but the ball is going to go back to Morton on the alternating possession.
Coach Bob Becker, rough off the bench, yelling about that when he thought there should have been a foul call before the tie-up.
Well, I'm sure Coach Massey felt the same way when Danny got her hands on the ball. That ball all the way down is Kate Byrne, good body control, and she finishes at the rim, 11-9, Streaks with the lead. 6:24 left to go here, first half. Sabrina Clay with the basketball, reverses around to Allison. Allison's got it near the top of the key. Now Jessica, another long three. That one's short off the front of the rim, off a couple players and out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Morton.
Yeah, a lot of times, as we say, you take a long three, you get a long carry. I mean, we sure got it that time. Nobody could get their hands on it as it shot off into the corner.
Well, you're right about that. The Streaks have got to be ready with their hands to be able to catch that ball when it comes down like that, because at times it'll shoot off, and that's exactly what happened right there. It hit two Streaks and went out of bounds. Kay Burns going to take it all the way with the right hand, a little crossover dribble step, and she gets inside, misses a shot, gets her own rebound, and puts it up and in, and we have a tie game.
We said, when we saw her make the first basket of the game, she's going to be a big problem. She hadn't done much until the last two trips, and she's hit two in a row.
6 points for Katie Byrne, and Morton has tied this game at 11. Streaks basketball. Sharon's going to skip this one across to Rainey, now to Casey. Casey's going to give to Haley, who's going to reset the offense. Streaks are running some screens to try to get Haley free for the three. Haley's got Katie Byrne on her. She's not going to look for that. So Sharon gets the ball back to Haley. Can't handle the pass, a little low from Sharon, who was driving to the right side. Casey's got the ball now. She's going to go down. Blows by Livingston. Good drop pass inside to Chloe. Can't hit. Hits the bottom of the rim, and Livingston comes up with her ninth rebound here in the first half.
And she got a hand on that. Livingston not only is tall, but she's got quick hands.
So ball now to Morton. Katie Byrne dribbles down the lane again, and Schultz in the lane. You know, Schultz spends a lot of the game in the lane. This three up and good for Abby Cox, and she'll break the tie. As that's her first bucket of the game, and it's 14-11 Morton now. Chloe gets the ball, kicks it out to Sharon. Sharon, three up, and that one's off the rim. And down with the rebound. Who else? Sarah Livingston. You know, and the unfortunate thing right there was that Sharon keeps setting up well outside the white line. As I said in the pregame, they've got to be cognizant that their three-point line is that purple line. They get used to shooting much closer than they're taking shots in this gym. And Cox, another three, and that one's good as well. So a 6-0 run for Cox. 17-11, 8-0 run for the Potters, and then we've got a timeout on the floor. This timeout's going to be called, well, maybe not. Coach Matt, it looked like everyone thought there was a timeout. Everybody went to the benches. And I don't know. I guess Streaks get the basketball back under the
substitution.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know how they got the substitution.
I thought it was a good time maybe for a timeout with Cox getting hot from three-point land. But that's one of the things. The Streaks in sagging and trying to slow down Livingston and Byrne are going to give up something. Well, Cox in three-point land has been absolutely wide open. She's had all day to measure both of those shots.
Streaks with the basketball now. Elsa Manjuri in front of us. She's down on the wing, dribbles with the left hand. Tracing her is Chandler Ryan, and finally a steal for Morton and a travel by Ryan, and she's going to get called for it. That's going to be, I believe, the seventh turnover on Morton.
Seven. Silver Streaks with four of their own. Good to get that ball back. Morton on a 10-0 run right now. Streaks had led 11-7. Now it's 17-11 Morton.
Streaks have just one bucket here in the second quarter. It was a three by Jessica. Now the Streaks trying to set up their offense. Jess passes over to Sammy. And now back to Jessica. As Allison is going to get a couple screens, she cannot handle the pass cleanly from Jessica, so no shot there. Just as Katie Byrne on her, she doesn't like that size mismatch. And ball goes inside to Sammy Thompson. Good give and go. Sammy can't finish, but Sabrina Clay comes down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Streaks put up another shot by Jessica. Three, no good. And Livingston down with the rebound. So quickly back the other way is Morton as they're going to try to look inside. And they're going to work some offense now. Katie Byrne gets the top of the key. She goes down the lane, puts a shot up, no good, but we're going to get a bump call on Sabrina, I guess.
Yep.
And yep. Then Coach Massey and Coach Allison wanted a travel as they're giving the hand signals on the bench.
Yep, Sabrina cut across into the paint, made the contact, and so Byrne will have free throws coming. And at this point, Silver Streak's just trying to get off a little cold snap. Not scored for a while. We've had a couple of good looks at the basket, but Morton dominating the glass right now in the second quarter. 8 rebounds to 2.
Wow.
We kind of expected that coming in.
Yeah, first free throw up and no good for Katie Byrne. Streaks trailing this one 17-11. Had the lead, as Jim just mentioned, 11-7 was their biggest lead of the game so far. They haven't scored since. Katie misses a pair. Now Casey Williams out with the rebound for the Streaks. Casey's got the ball back from Haley Kessel. She goes with the right arm down, or right hand down the lane, kicks it out to Lexi to Haley. Haley's got it top the key. Gets over to Hannah, now to Casey. Streaks reversing the ball around. They're trying to get some cutters through shallow through the lane. Hasn't been there. Now pushing their way through the screen with Sarah Livingston. Ball going into the middle of the lane to Danny Teal. Three up from Haley Kelso, no good. Rebound comes down and fought for between Abby Cox and Sarah Livingston. Cox comes away with it. Morton on the dribble. Now Katie Byrne, who just about every time has looked to go down the lane, doesn't there. Gets it to Abby Cox. They go underneath to Sarah Livingston. Short little jumper up and no good, and she's still scoreless from the floor. Streaks with the basketball as Casey Williams came down with that rebound for the Streaks.
Don't let her have a layup. Make her shoot that turnaround from 5 or 6 feet.
She's 0 for 5 from the floor.
Yeah. It's been Cox that has hurt us. She and Byrne so far. And the Silver Streaks have done a nice job, I think, in ball movement, running the offense. We're just not making anything right now.
And now Hannah Smith, a fadeaway three-pointer, air ball. Rebound comes down to Abby Cox. And Hannah's had a minute there to get her, a moment there to get her feet set, and she didn't do it. And unfortunately, because she was fading away, all her power went off her shot, and she missed the rim. Morton with the basketball now, far side of the floor to Chandler Ryan. She looks to skip it across, does to Katie Byrne. They're looking to try to go inside to Schultz, but Schultz is going to come out. She's going to get the ball, pounds it with the left-hand dribble into the lane, puts a shot up or a pass maybe to Livingston. She finally comes down to it with it. Ryan with a short little jumper off the backboard, no good, and rebound to Danny Teal. So good job by Danny. She's trapped up, gets it free to Haley Kelso. And the Streaks just don't have the speed. They could have had a 4-on-3 there, but didn't have the speed to get down the floor. Now a steal by Schultz as Haley Kelso's pass gets picked off. And now bumping from behind was Danny Teal knocking Schultz to the ground, and this is going to be the fourth foul for the Streaks.
Schultz really got clobbered that time. Haley Kelso, I believe, will get the foul on that one. A couple of pretty strong girls colliding there. New five in for the Silver Streaks. Hopefully somebody can get it done, get us off this 11-point mark. We've been stuck there. We started the second quarter great, jumped out to that lead, but nothing since.
Looking inbound the ball to count nearing five. Abby Cox throws it ahead, and a good play by Jessica Lieber, showing the speed to get in front of Katie Byrne to knock that one out of bounds. Kind of a bailout there for Cox is she didn't have anywhere to go with the basketball, and she had the five count nearing on her. Now Katie Byrne gets the plays from head coach Bob Becker. She's going to start to play from the K out at center court. She's just going to wait back there. They're going to try to pull the streaks out of this zone as Katie Byrne is going to wait at half court. Coach Massey debating what to do here. You can see he's just going to let Morton pound the ball for a little bit.
Initially, Jessica came out to challenge Byrne and then pulled back. So
streaks in a man-to-man set right now. Almost a matchup zone. And Coach Allison trying to signal to the official on the far side of the floor that Kenny Byrne at times is kind of turning that basketball over almost in a carry.
Yeah, you won't get that call, especially with nobody guarding you.
Well, time's running out in this second quarter as no action. We've essentially burned by it. Now, Rainey Teal is going to switch, and she's going to go out to Katie Byrne. And Rainey's going to challenge her with 30 seconds left in the clock, going back and forth. Katie Byrne, there's no time being counted. This should be a five-second call. And now a steal by Sherrod. She's going to go the length of the floor, left side of the basket, up. And it goes in. 17-13. Great play by Sherrod Diggins to get the steal. And now back the other way. Here comes Morton, 11-10. 9 seconds on the clock. Ball stolen away by Rainey. She goes to the floor, and she's fouled. Wow.
Well, Morton's strategy certainly backfired that time. Evan Massey played the cards right, let him take a little time off the clock, and then Rainey got the job done, forcing the turnover the first time. Sherrod comes over, makes the basket, and then another steal there and a big momentum switch here just before half.
17-13, 7.5 left to go, and Sarah Livingston's going to guard the inbounder. Now the ball comes inbounds to Danny Teal. She's going to look 5, 4, 3, 2, kicks it over to Haley Kelso, up. And the buzzer counted! 17-16 as the Streaks are going to head to the locker room, down just one after first half of play. It's Silver Streak 16 trailing Morton, who is 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know the Medicare annual disenrollment period is January 1st to February 14th? Call us 866-323-7249.
American Senior Benefits, putting people back into the people business. Galesburg.
A place for everything and everything in its place. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, buy the 1,400 square foot ranch set on 3 acres in Monmouth and everything will have its place. Get the details on this must-see property that's for sale by owner at galesburg.info, keyword FSBO.
Toyota's winter sales event is here, and it's a great time to save on the winter-friendly Camry. With a cozy, comfortable cabin and available leather heated front seats, you can close the door on the cold. Plus, our advanced traction technology helps you say goodbye to slippery winter roads. Driving comfortably this winter is easy. Finding great savings is even easier at Toyota's winter sales event. Right now, you can get an amazing 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2012 Camry. So, what are you waiting for? Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com today to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offer cannot be combined and is subject to availability. On approved credit from TFS, APR only valid for Tier 1 Plus and Tier 1 credit through TFS. Down payment may be required, varies by region. Excludes hybrid. See participating dealer for details. Does not include taxes, license, title fees, insurance, and dealer charges. Offers end 2/4/13.
Up and down Henderson Street. This is The Conversation. So, where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
I ask you first.
I know, but you never like what I want, so you decide.
But then you'll be mad I didn't pick your place. And on, and on. Look, just go to lunch or dinner where everyone will be happy. Lieber's Boxcar Express. A sandwich for every taste, a potato for every appetite, and a different soup every day. And have you seen the size of their fresh-baked cookies? Argument over. It's Lieber's Boxcar Express. A grapefruit and a cup of coffee. Toast and OJ. Sugar flakes and berries. The same old, same old. Change it up once in a while with breakfast at Lieber's Boxcar Express. There's a ham and egg cheese sandwich waiting for you, or drop the ham for the veggie egg and cheese. Or just go crazy and get the biscuits and gravy. Now here's the part that'll make your money clip happy, because everything on the Boxcar breakfast menu is under $3. Make it yummy for not much money. Breakfast 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at Lieber's Boxcar Express.
You've earned a trip to Lieber's Boxcar Express on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at Knox College. We're at Tim Hyman Court, Memorial Gymnasium, and high school basketball at the college court. I'm Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson, and it's been a great first half so far as the Galesburg Silver Streaks, with a flurry at the end of the half, have gotten within a point of the Morton Potters, 17-16. And Eric, I remarked to you there as we went to the break, that was probably the best, most inspired minute and a half of basketball I've seen in quite a while from the Silver Streaks, who looked like they might be in trouble going into the locker room at half, and they made a couple of great defensive plays, a couple of big shots, and they carried all the momentum into that locker room.
Yeah, and you know, you've got to be very optimistic if you're Coach Massey right now, because you've kind of shown Morton something that you can tell they weren't expecting. They weren't expecting the Streaks to come out and just really pack things in, because the Streaks don't do that. They play full court nonstop all the time, and what Coach Massey did has done something that we haven't seen except at a few points during games, not for an entire game, which is shadow the ball at the floor but try to jump or try to sit back and let them come at you. And it's worked to perfection at this point, and it's resulted in, as surprisingly enough, it's resulted in the Streaks being able to hang into a game that not a lot of people thought they could.
Yeah, I'm guessing Morton coach Bob Becker probably mentioning to his team here at halftime, they're getting out-hustled. Silver Streaks giving away a little bit in the way of certainly of size and probably overall team talent, but they are making up for it and then some with the hustle that they're showing on both ends of the court and the scrappiness to stay in this ball game. Plus, hitting a few threes, as we always say, never hurts. Jessica Lieber's got a pair of them, and Haley Kelso reined one in there as well for us at the end. In fact, we've got four of them, two from Haley and two from Jessica.
Actually, one from Jessica, one from Sharon.
Sharon, that's right.
So the Streaks are doing a good job, and they're doing it from different ends, too.
Yeah. All right, so Silver Streaks, quick check of the stats, just 6 of 22 from the field, but they picked their spots to hit some key ones, 3 of 11 in both quarters. Morton was 4 of 10 in that second quarter. They're 7 of 21, 33% at the half. Morton, as we figured, without rebound, the Silver Streaks right now 18-10 on the glass. And turnovers, that's the big factor. The Streaks have forced 9 of those against Morton. The Streaks have just 5 of their own. Quick glance at the point totals there, Eric.
Sharon leading the way with the Streaks, who have only had 3 people score. Sharon has 7 points, a rebound, and a steal. 6 points for Haley Kelso on the pair of threes, including the one going off, making that ankle look even better. And a steal for her. 3 points for Jessica. She has a 3, a rebound, and a steal. Leading the way rebounding for the Silver Streaks is 3 for Sabrina Clay, all offensive, and 3 for Casey Williams, all defensive. The Streaks 2 of 8 from inside the arc, 4 of 13 from distance. Turned the ball over. What did you have, Matt? 5?
I had the Streaks of 5, yeah.
Okay, that's what I had as well. And 10 rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds. On the other side of things, Morton's had 4 people scratch points, 6 for Abby Cox on a pair of threes in a block, and 2 rebounds for her. 6 points, Katie Bernal from inside the lane, and 2 rebounds. And Maddie Kraft has a 2. Emily Schultz, 3 on a 2 in a free throw. And Sarah Livingston, the U of I commit, has yet to score in this game. In fact, she's 0-5
Amazing.
From the field, 11 rebounds and 3 blocks. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good.
Morton, 21 rebounds. So they're massively out-rebounding the Streaks. 7 offensive rebounds. 5 of 17 from distance. 2 of 3 from inside the arc. And 1 of 4 from the stripe.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Eric. A couple of minutes left before the half. Morton coming back out on the court. And a lot of the Peoria media here. Jane Miller, the girls basketball expert for the Journal Star down there. And we saw Jim Mattson come in from the TV station. High-profile game here. Galesburg and Morton, the Silver Streaks trail by a point at the half. We'll be back with the second half right after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
10 seconds left on the clock. And ticking down quickly as the Morton Potters have already taken the court. The Galesburg Silver Streaks just about to break huddle as we begin second half play from Tim Hyman Court at Knox College. Silver Streaks trailing Morton 17-16 in an intense basketball game. Look forward to a great finish. And here to tell you what happens, Eric Gibson.
Some interesting first half stats. Streaks' lowest point total in a first half all season, 16, which is less than the 17 they scored against U-High. And no free throws in that first half for the Streaks. Casey Williams down the lane, puts it in, and the Streaks continue where they left off. A nice aggressive play by Casey right there. Streaks with an 18-17 lead. And one last stat, Sarah Livingston has yet to score in this ball game.
Hope we can keep saying that.
Yeah, Morton reverses the ball around. Abby Cox wide open for another three. Doesn't want it, though. Schultz, a couple dribbles into the free throw line, trying to draw the defense. Doesn't get it. Abby Cox has another look at a three. Still doesn't want it. Katie Byrne dribbles in with the right hand. Goes all the way in. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Good. And the foul is a clear-out screen right there by Sarah Livingston. Opened up space, and then she sealed off the streak so they couldn't get to the rebound.
Byrne, again, it would behoove us to try and push her to her left because I don't know that she goes to her left at all. Everything she takes is to the right, but she's tall enough that once she gets down there, it's just hard to deny her.
And Byrne completes the three-point play, and she's got nine now in the game. 20-18, Streaks trail in this one. We're underway in the second half. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in the third quarter as the Streaks rotate the ball around. Sharon going down, trying to split the defense. Rainey had a look at a three, thought better of it, and passed the ball around. Casey's going to take a long three. High arcer off the back iron. This one's going to go out of bounds. It should be off Sharon. It will be, and the ball will go back to Morton.
Now, that trip, Sharon Diggins, you know, you said that she tried to split it. She actually had it split if she would have just finished the play, but she had it in her mind she was going to kick it out, which she stopped and did. I wish she would have taken it all the way in.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what you know, I have talked about that many times here in your time here on the girls' broadcast. Sharon could get a lot of points if she'd do a lot more going inside, but she settles and kicks the ball out a little too much. Ball on the floor, Livingston comes up with it, puts a shot up. No, but she's going to be fouled by Danny Teal.
And we may see Livingston's first point or points coming up now as she'll be toying the free throw line. Incredible job by the Silver Streaks to hold Livingston without a point in that first half. Had one or two players on her at all times, forced her into tough shots, but now she's got a couple that we can't guard her at the line.
Livingston had 21 points in this game against the Streaks last year, but did not go to the free throw line. She hits for the first time in this game, 21-18. Now Streaks trail by three. Livingston wears number 34, 6'2", senior, going to the University of Illinois next year. And she hits a pair now She'll be joining Jackie Grant, who we saw from Maine South, another really tall, good player. Livingston plays more of a forward to Jackie Grant's post player, though. Ball kicked out to Livingston, Lexi Daniels, three up, no good. Rebound comes down to Chandler Ryan. She pushes it the other way, loses the ball, and then knocks it out of bounds off herself. Just must have slipped there on the far side of the floor. She's not too happy with herself. She's grimacing in pain as well.
Turnover number 10, first one of the second half on the Potters. The Silver Streaks don't want to get too far behind, want to keep this thing close and maybe have another big push or two here, pull off the upset down by four.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want this one to get above 10 points. That's three up by Haley Kelso,
yes.
And good.
She has got the range today.
Three of four from distance, 22-21, streaks down by just one. And how's that ankle, Casey? Haley?
Yeah, I'm amazed. When she left the court the other night against U-High, I never dreamed she'd be playing at this level here today.
And Abby Cox, a three that finally misses from the three-point arc. Sad to be saved in bounds by Sharon. Coming up with the rebound is Chandler Ryan. She kicks it inside. Cox is going to get a look at two now. She's no good on that one. And she gets her own rebounds. The pursuit by this Morton team is just incredible. The way they pursue the rebounds as they just continue to keep possessions alive. And now we're going to get a foul on the Silver Streaks. And now ball going to be inbounded underneath. Katie Byrne is going to be doing the inbounding. She kicks it up top to Livingston. It's pretty much your safety valve a lot of times in inbound plays. Just over the top to whoever's up there, and that's where the ball went right there. Trying to go inside to Livingston. They get in. Livingston's got Casey on her. She's just going to shoot a little jump shot over the top and misses. Chloe down with the rebound as the Streaks continue to bother Livingston on the inside. Streaks with the basketball back down the other way. It's Chloe Anderson. Streaks traveling left to right. Gets to Haley, and now they're going to play a little tighter on Haley. Rainey inside, travels, and the Streaks are going to give the ball right back up. As I think Rainey thought she had a passing lane, and then Schultz closed out on her, and it disappeared.
Yeah, so many times you think you've got an opening, and you have your footwork, your mind is set that way, and all of a sudden there's somebody there, and your body's moving one way, and you just can't stop your feet.
Streaks man-to-man full court is what they're doing, and Byrne just blows right by Elsa Mangieri to the lane and misses the layup.
Oh, wow.
Sharon Diggins down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Too much steam going in from that right side.
Three up by Jessica, air balls, and it's going to fall out of bounds. Jessica's off the mark on that one. Coach Massey still barking out orders from the sideline. He must not have liked how they just jumped right after things, and they are full court pressing now. And now a carry on Katie Byrne, and Coach Allison is... talk during that end of that first half kind of helped that one along.
Well, and also Sharon Diggins, because she was running stride for stride with Byrne, and she was distracting Byrne, who looked over at her, and I think that was the moment where she rolled that ball over.
Well, and I think that's a better matchup than having Elsa Mangieri, is having Rainey or Sharon on Katie Byrne.
You need speed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have more speed than Allison has. And, you know, Katie Byrne is quick, but she's also really lanky, so she can get down the floor in a hurry.
Yeah, she's blown by.
Jess all the way inside. Another shot blocked by Sarah Livingston, and she just makes it look easy.
Boy, didn't she, though? Swat that. Get that out of here.
Jess thought she had the corner. In fact, she did have the corner, but unfortunately for her, Livingston's long reach gets right over the top of it. 22-21, Morton. 4:48 left to go here in the third quarter. Morton in a 2-3 zone. Streaks inbounding from their baseline. Haley Kelso looking for somebody. He's going to throw it up top to Anna, and she gets run over by Chandler Ryan.
That was a slow whistle on
that. Yeah, exactly. I was wondering what the official was waiting for, because she just crunched on Hannah, and then the ball trickled away, and finally the whistle came.
Well, we see this in the boys' game sometimes, too, where I think the officials wait. If there isn't a change of possession, they'll let things go, but then their hand is really forced then when the ball changes hands. They've got to call it.
There wasn't much of a chance for Hannah. Backdoor pass to them to Casey. She's inside. Another shot blocked by Livingston. She does a good job of blocking, because she also comes down with her 12th rebound in the process.
Well, a little head and shoulder fake would go a long way in there.
Morton reverses the ball around. Streaks playing kind of a 2-3 setup, and now nobody stays on Heisler, who misses the three, but the ball comes down, rebound to Danny Teal. Streaks back the other way, trailing by one still, looking for that point, and the points have been at a premium in this game. This is not your typical Streaks game where they're putting up points all over the place. Lexi Daniels, three up, and that one's off the back iron, and rebound comes down to the freshman, Chandler Ryan.
Several straight trips. We could take the lead, but just can't get that basket we need.
Ball kicked around. Rotated it up top to Cox. She kicks it to Byrne. Byrne's just going to step up near the three-point arc, not take it. Three, though, for Heisler. That one's up, rolls around and in.
Well, the last one they had down there looked the same, but it fell off. That one did get swallowed up by the rim, and it's back to a four-point Morton lead.
25-21, streaks trail. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball rotated around now. Coach Massey wants a timeout. He doesn't like what he's seeing from his team, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout, just a second timeout used by Coach Massey, unlike in Saturday night game where against UI.
Early and often, wasn't
yeah, he?
He
was out of them before the second quarter round to a close.
That was so unusual to see that that happen, but we were just so down early in that game. UHI just blitzed us. Had like, I think we only had a few minutes left in the half. We still had 7 points in that game. We finally got it going a little bit, but we just got in too big of a hole early, and he just kept taking the timeouts, trying to find some scenario that would lift him out of it.
Well, I'll tell you, that Stonewall girl that we saw in that game, she's going to be probably one of the best players in the state of Illinois, easy by her senior year, if not by next year.
Yeah, what did she have in that game the other night?
She had 22, and I'm trying to think,
seemed like
at least 12 or 15 rebounds, and she was just dominating the floor. She handles the ball, she shoots the ball, she rebounds the ball, she plays good defense, she's tall. Ball inbounded now. Jessica thinks about a long three, but no, she will pass up on it. Rotates the ball around. Streaks trying to run their offense. And Coach Bob Becker has his girls jumping out and double-teaming every time the ball gets passed. They're double-teaming around the perimeter, so the Streaks have got to look to get inside. Otherwise, they're going to have that double-team coming in each time. And now the ball gets knocked away from Sabrina Clay. Samantha Rhodes on the run. She mishandles the ball. Should have been a carry. No call. Shot was up by Kraft. She missed it. And now the Streaks get the ball as Chloe Anderson comes down with the rebound, and she's fouled.
Dodged a bullet there. They had the layup opportunity, but it just rolled off the rim. Good hustle back to get the rebound, limit the Potters to one shot. But Silver Streaks, a little surprised by Coach Bob Becker's technique of pushing the double teams out high, as you said, Eric. We're going to have to move the ball more crisply.
There's very few who will argue with Bob Becker being one of the best coaches in Illinois. As Jessica Lieber misses another three and another one that goes out of bounds. And you know, he is just does a great job out of timeouts, switching things up, personnel decisions. I mean, that's why this team is looking for their fourth straight regional championship this year and also looking for their third straight conference crown as they're 8-0. They're in good pace there.
You know, and he does a good job, and there's a foul on
Sharon in the backcourt.
Yeah, and another one of those, which I don't think if Byrne didn't fall down, probably won't get called, but Byrne fell down. They couldn't call a travel on her, so they'll call the foul on Sharon. But you know, Bob Becker does do a really good job, but, you know, when Katie Byrne and Sarah Livingston, people walk into your gymnasium, you're going to win some ball games.
Yeah.
And he's had a history of really a pretty tall school, a good
yes.
bloodline of tall players, and so they've had a lot to work with, and I think he's just taken it to the next level.
Well, and he's not only that, he's had some committed girls. Brooke Bisbing, for one, went to Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
She had a ridiculous free throw make streak that actually got snapped against Galesburg. And Sarah Livingston, a drop step in the lane, very little contact, and they're going to get a foul called. I think this is going to go, against Danny Teal. So Livingston will go back to the free throw line, and with how much contact they've allowed go through this game, that was virtually nothing. As you wonder if it's a little Coach Becker putting a word in the ear that his superstar senior is not getting easy looks inside.
Free throw good by Livingston. And I tell you what, Danny Teal, you know, she hasn't backed down. She ran into the 6'4 girl at Quincy the other night, got thrown to the floor, and, you know, as we said, took those stitches. And here she is again today, you know, up against the other team's best player inside, not backing down as Livingston hits both free throws.
5-0 run now for Morton. Streaks having some problems getting the ball up the floor as they're double teaming again. Every pass, and now the Streaks get inside to Danny. She kicks it out to Lexi. Good look at a three, and this one, in and out and out. And now the ball goes to the floor. Rebound down to Abby Cox, and the Morton fans want to foul. They thought that Livingston got undercut. I think she just missed her.
Yeah, it looked like she just fell down to me. And we're missing opportunities. We've got the shot we wanted three times over here, and twice by Lever and once that time by Lexi, and just couldn't get it down.
Livingston misses another shot, and Danny Teal with the rebound. Coach Bob Becker furious that his team did not get a foul called on Livingston. Now she's going to pick up the foul as she, for some reason, decided that she was going to foul Danny Teal 84 feet from the streak's basket.
I think frustration as much as anything else. Couldn't get that shot down. And Danny is Coach Massey described her on the postgame the other night. Said, she's a pest. She was there.
Ball thrown to the middle of the floor. Chloe double team. She's got to get rid of the basketball as they're just attacking. Now Jessica is going to push the tempo. Kicks it out to Sharon. Open three. No. Off the rim and rebound comes down to Kate Byrne. She's got four in the game now. Sharon, after hitting a three earlier, has missed three in a row.
And we've missed seven in a row as a team from the field and falling behind by six.
Cox inside. Spin dribble up and good. Nice play by Abby Cox. As she's going to push this lead out to eight now. Streaks trail 29-21. Biggest lead of the game now for Morton. And now we're going to get a full timeout called by Coach Massey. Or is it going to be a 30-second? I think it's a full. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to WGI or the Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Nobody else offers you a lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra charge on every new car, excluding diesels. Nobody but Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. And during our New Year celebration, we want to do more. I'm Jim Boner. Every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram purchased at Cavanaugh's Motors this month comes with a paint sealant and four free oil changes. Just like the powertrain warranty, we do it all at no extra charge. Come home to Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. Nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. With Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Welcome back to Tim Hyman Court on the campus of Knox College. It's Silver Streaks in the number eight, Morton Potters. And right now, Morton's got the advantage, 29-21 over the Silver Streaks. Streaks have pushed it to a nice lead here in this quarter, earlier in the game, and they actually took an 18-17 lead in this game, only to see their efforts rebuffed as Morton's kind of controlled from that point. Streaks with the basketball going left to right. They're in their home white uniform, silver and black down the side, silver numbers, trimmed in black. Jessica Lieber kicks it over to Sharon. Sharon's going to drive baseline, goes up right into Livingston and scores over the top of the big girl.
Breaks a long scoring drought for the Streaks, getting it down to six. Maybe we can finish this quarter as well as we did the second quarter.
Yeah, 5-0 run with two steals in the last 30 seconds of that second quarter. We've got 40 seconds left to go here. Streaks trail 29-23. Shot up from Byrne is short. Rebound comes down to Chloe, and she's trying to keep it away from Morton, who automatically goes right after that basketball.
Say, I wouldn't have wanted to have been near Chloe that time. She had the elbows going.
Jessica working against Livingston. A good matchup here. If Jess can find the inside player, she can't. And now recovering is Kate Byrne on Jessica.
She almost pulled that pivot foot.
Jessica, long three over the top, off the back iron. This one comes down to the freshman, Chandler Ryan. Back the other way now for Morton.
Great opportunity to cut that lead down there. Now Morton will get the last shot.
Now Byrne all the way in from the free throw line. Puts up the shot up. No good. Tip by Livingston. No good as well. So after three quarters of play, Galesburg trails 29-23 to the Morton Potters. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Look alive, boys. Here he comes.
Everybody buttoned up. What's all the fuss about?
That there's the WGIL button spotter.
What's our plan?
Show him your button. He's got cold, hard cash.
Ooh.
Yep, cold, hard cash.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. And at the Knox County Health Department on West Fremont near Galesburg High School. Details at WGIL.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Get the details on this year's casino night for the Knox Galesburg Symphony when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
Martin Luther King Day basketball at the MLK tournament for the Silver Streaks. Girls trail 29-23 to Morton. Fourth quarter, last 8 minutes of this ball game. Let's see if the Streaks can make a run. Morton comes in, and Abby Cox just shoots a wide-open jumper. Nobody picked her up, and now the Streaks are back down by 8, 31-23. Now that ball off of Sharon's hands and out of bounds, but lucky for the Silver Streaks, bad call by the official who thought it went off of Cox last.
Well, and I feel like I'm watching the boys here in some respects, because here we are working hard, doing a lot of things right, playing great defense, trying to pull off an upset, and we're shooting 25%. No matter how hard you work, you've got to make shots. Maybe Lever can get one here.
Lever's three off the back iron. She misses again. Chloe Anderson, though, down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. And now we're going to get a hold, and I think this is going to go against Schultz. Emily Schultz, yes, it will. So Jessica, she's found herself in a cold streak. She's missed six straight threes. Sharon passes up the three. Now Jessica down the lane, floater up and off the rim as well. She gets her own rebound, puts it up, and she's going to get fouled again, this time by Schultz, and this should send Jessica to the free throw line.
You know, it's always like get a good free throw shooter there, stop the clock when you're behind. See if you can work on the lead, although Jessica had some trouble on Saturday, you guys were saying from the line, uncharacteristic of her.
Yeah, not very good day for her shooting the free throws, and she misses again here. She continues to struggle. She was at 72% going into Saturday's game. She's now at just about 70% on the season.
Same distance from the charity stripe to the rim at a college floor, but you got a lot farther back.
Yeah, that
shooting back.
You wonder if that's the thing. And I was up here yet last night, and the girls were up here practicing, so they were probably hoping that that would alleviate that. But
boy,
she misses a pair, and Livingston down with her 14th rebound.
Really not close on either one of those free throws. Caught a lot of iron.
No, and you wonder if the head, banging the head on Saturday night still has any effects against Jessica. I asked Coach Andy Ellison. She said that there were no limitations.
Yeah, well, I would think the doctor, if he thought there was anything, would not have let her play. And we've got a foul.
Chandler Ryan goes down the lane, and the Streaks fans wanted a carry. She kind of threw herself at the defense and put a shot up, and she's going to go to the line now.
She was airborne and went to the floor. Good hard drive that time.
Six fouls now in this half on the Silver Streaks.
Let's see, who did they get? Sabrina on that?
That
was good.
I could not hear as Chandler Ryan hits that one. And the one thing that we're getting really beat on is free throws. That's the seventh make for Morton in 10 attempts. 32-23. Biggest lead of the game. And make it a 10-point lead, 33-23.
Well, another aspect, I feel like I'm watching the boys because they can't make free throws at this point of the season either. And the girls have struggled, and now they take a timeout.
Full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates Juan Davila of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Juan won $20. Congratulations from WGIL.
Welcome back to Tim Hyman Floor. Streaks trailing 33-23, have not yet made any hay here in the fourth quarter.
Well, and just one shot attempt in this fourth quarter so far. That was awry. We've been consistent, but not consistently good. 3 of 11 first quarter, 3 of 11 second quarter, 3 of 13 third quarter. Not that Morton has been sparkling. They were just 3 of 12 in that third quarter as well. But as you mentioned, Eric, they're taking advantage of their free throw opportunities to build this lead.
Well, last year, the Streaks only scored 38 points on this Morton team. They just play great defense, and we're seeing that again today as the Streaks are not getting any open looks. They're taking away. They know who the shooters are. They're willing to jump out at them and try to get the Streaks to beat them inside, which is tough. Sharon inside, and another shot up, and another shot put away by Sarah Livingston. Streaks will retain the basketball, though.
Well, that's the thing. You go inside, and that happens a lot, but you still can't stop going in because at some point, if you stop and maybe get her to go up in the air, although we're not even really making her jump for those
right.
blocks.
And now Livingston went up in the air trying to block a three from Sharon. She shot faked her, and then Sharon loses the basketball and a turnover on the Silver Streaks, and we're going to get a timeout, a 30-second timeout by Coach Becker's squad as Livingston went flying out of bounds. Looked like she may have hurt herself, but she came down, and she seems to be okay.
She's smiling now, yep.
So.
And that was just a possession-saving timeout for Morton. The girl was on the floor, and I think Coach Becker thought there's a chance she might get tied up, so they go ahead and use a timeout there. Probably a good choice with a 10-point lead. Biggest of the ball game, 6:25 to go. Not out of reach for the Silver Streaks, but they better get busy here pretty quickly. Get a couple of shots down if they want to have a chance to pull this one off this afternoon.
You know, and the unfortunate thing for the Streaks right there is if Sharon would just stay where she was, she would have picked up a foul on Livingston and put one more on the board just because Livingston went flying at her. But Morton's going to inbound the basketball here. They're going to get Katie Byrne, their 6'1 point guard in the backcourt. She brings it up, and then you want to know she has a left hand. She used it right there. Goes to the right hand now. Double team, gets it over to Schultz. The Streaks are going to need something to start turning to some possessions here. Byrne down the middle of the lane, all the way in. Nobody stops her, and she gets another easy two. And Streaks are quickly seeing this one fall out of reach.
She's been able to have that lane pretty much when she wants it in this one.
Josh thinks about a three, decides not to take it as Byrne closed out on her. Casey's going to go right hand, and we're going to get a foul on Lieber for setting a screen on Schultz, and I don't know about that one.
Well, Schultz went to the floor, and she's a pretty solid girl. I don't know that Jessica must have extended those arms when she set the pick.
It didn't look like it from my angle because I was watching the play the whole way. I mean, it was kind of a quick screen set, but still. And she didn't look like she dropped the shoulder or extend the arms out, but official saw enough to call it, I suppose. Now Katie Byrne back up the floor. Kicks it up top, and this one up in the front court to Cox. She flips it over to Livingston. Livingston shot up, and she scores it from the field. Her first bucket from the field, and the Streaks are down by 14 now. 37-23. And you know, if you're not getting back to stop those transition points, this is what's going to happen. Jessica on the dribble with absorbing contact from Byrne, loses the ball in the lane, and Livingston picks it up as Streaks get another turnover here. Streaks aren't even getting shots off. Too many turnovers in a row, and now just not happy. A little aggressive defense. Knocks the ball out of bounds from Chandler Ryan's hands.
The game has really gotten away from the Silver Streaks here late third quarter, early fourth quarter, as Morton's
going to call a timeout now.
Going to take a full timeout here, and I would guess that they'll take a little better care of the ball, maybe work a little clock at this point, up 14 with 5:15 to go.
Yeah, and Coach Matsey's got to be telling the girls that, you know, you're not going to win this game if you don't get some shots up. Going into the game for the Streaks is going to be Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, and Elsa Manjuri. And, you know, we just have not seen the girls come out with that same energy that we saw at the end of the second quarter, and that was what let them scrape back into it.
Yeah, in the early third quarter, I thought they did as well. And, you know, even at the quarter break, we're down six, and you still feel like we've got a pretty good shot. But then this fourth quarter, Morton has, Livingston got her nice footwork down there, got her first basket, of course, the big three there to open up the quarter. And as you said, Eric, the smothering defense that Morton is using on the Silver Streaks, we're getting a shot here and there, but it's kind of a forced shot, and there's somebody always right on top of us. And, you know, Sharon made the nice drive to the basket, and Livingston just came over and erased it. And so it becomes difficult. You can't get a shot inside. You can't get a shot outside. And it becomes very frustrating if you're out there trying to make it happen.
Very unstreak-like. Only 7 points in this half. They have yet to score in this quarter. Emily Schultz on the drive. She's got a double team now coming from Danny and Allison. The Streaks are going to double team the ball handler now as Sharon and Danny jump out at Katie Byrne. Ball goes to Abby Cox. She rotates it around to Chandler Ryan. Chandler Ryan almost struck the pivot foot. No call. Livingston, who's been living in the lane, in there again, and a bucket and a foul.
And as you can hear, the Morton faithful a lot more vocal to the left of us now than they were earlier in the game. And it seems like, especially when Livingston gets a basket, they seem to cheer a lot louder then for whatever reason.
This foul for Haley Kelso, and 8 points now for Livingston. She's been perfect from the stripe. Let's see if she can continue that. She's got 6 blocks, 14 rebounds. Shot up and away as I adequately jinxed her. And Danny Teal down with the rebound. Ball back the other way. Silver Streaks with the basketball. Danny Teal down the lane with the right hand. She flips it over to Haley. Haley, three up, and that one short off the front of the iron. And Chandler Ryan down with the rebound for Morton.
Just our second shot attempt of the fourth quarter. go along with three turnovers.
4 minutes in. Emily Schultz with the basketball now to Kate Byrne, and I would imagine Coach Becker's going to have things slowing down a little bit if he can.
They're probably looking for Livingston.
And now we're going to get a foul on Kelso as Schultz goes driving by her and gets hung up, and she hits the ground, and she's going to go to the line for a one-and-one as Haley picks up yet another foul.
Hey, Schultz has taken a beating today between two collisions with Haley and one with Jessica on that pick. She's hit the floor hard three times. She'll be shooting free throws here when we get all the lineups set.
Well, she's got 3 points in the game, a two, and a one for two from the line in the first half. She had a couple straight possessions at the beginning of the game where she went in. Miss Shock's got her own rebound but was not able to convert. That free throw up, and she will get the bonus. 40-23, Streaks trail by 17. An 11-0 run. Morton's on. And realistically, you can track it back to make it an 18-2 run since the Streaks had cut it to 22-21, and Schultz misses that one. Streaks come down with the rebound as Casey pulls it down for the Silver Streaks.
Jessica forces her way inside. Shot off the glass won't fall. It bounced twice on the rim and then fell off. But as you heard the whistle, a foul call, so she'll get a couple of free throws shooting at that same basket where she struggled her last trip to the line.
Well, she struggled from the field on the day. She's only 1 of 13 on the day from the field, and now she hits a free throw. She's got 4 points in the game. Very unjust-like game. You wonder if the injury from Saturday's game has anything to do with it. That one's good as well.
It's more the case of Morton defense, maybe.
That's probably true. The ball kicked ahead, and a good job by Sharon chasing down, but they're going to say it went off of Ryan. She wasn't paying attention, and Kate Byrne tried to push it up to her, and she didn't see the ball coming, so then she tried to chase it down and wasn't able to pull it in.
Just the first fourth-quarter turnover against Morton. They've had only three in this half after a 9-turnover problem in the first half.
Casey with the basketball gets it to Joss. The Streaks just are not getting quick points, and with 3:58 left to go in the game, that's what they need. Jessica looking for somebody to get the basketball to. Not a lot of movement. Sharon finally cuts across and gets the ball from her. Morton in their man-to-man, but kind of keeping it within the three-point arc. Joss with the ball again at the top of the key, gets it to Sharon. Sharon's looking to skip it across to Rainey to Casey. And Casey gets her defender to fall down as who else? Schultz at the floor again. And who else? Livingston with another block, her seventh.
Yeah, well, and there's where, you know, if you realize who's there, either drop the ball off to the other side or cross the lane with the ball. Because if you're going from the right side, we haven't had a person get a shot over the top of her all afternoon.
No, Sharon had one. Another block, and Chloe, while fighting for the rebound, knocked it out of bounds. And this one's going to go back to Morton.
So two block shots there for Livingston, two different players.
Sharon did have that one where she went up over, but that was the only one we've seen all game. Ball back the other way for Morton. Kicked ahead now to Livingston. She's got it out by the three-point arc. She flips it over the top to Schultz. And now we're going to see some time run out. Coach Massey screaming for something. Must want the girls to foul. No?
Well, he's pursuing a little harder.
Yeah, ball's rotated around. They're just kind of playing four corners. Now they get inside to Livingston. She goes to work, kicks out to Chandler Ryan, and they're going to bring it back up top to Katie Byrne.
As good as Morton shoots free throws, I'm not sure you want to start a parade of Morton to Potters to the free throw line. You'd be better off trying to get the steal or force a travel.
Rainey not happy. She thought there should be a double team. Ball goes inside. Chandler Ryan misses the shot. Point blank layup. She got to hit that one. Casey Williams down the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back the other way, Sharon puts up a three over the defense, barely draws iron, and this rebound comes down to Ryan. Freshman has 7 rebounds. Now Sharon with a steal. She misses the shot, blocked by Katie Byrne, and the Streaks are going to retain the basketball.
Yeah, Byrne swatted at that one and drew a big roar from the Gelsberg side wanting a foul. Looked like it was all ball, though, from here.
So the Streaks just continue to struggle here to get shots to fall. Sharon inside, pass Livingston, and count it.
Sharon's the only one that can get through the door there.
40-27, Streaks down by 13. Ball tipped away now on the inbounds. Good job by Sharon to steal it inbounds, or save it inbounds, as she gets the steal. Three up from Jessica, in and out. Unfortunately, that one falls away too. Abby Cox down with the rebound for the Potters, and the Streaks just cannot get that explosive play here. And now we're going to get an official's timeout.
I got poked in the eye.
Oh, okay. Chandler Ryan. And we're going to get an official's timeout. 2:08 left to go. Streaks trail by 13, 40-27. Coach Massey not happy, obviously, about the timeout, as his team, he felt, was playing good defense.
She was probably thinking she'd get some free throws for getting poked in the eye, but all they get to the net, she's got to trigger the ball out of bounds. She's going, I can't see. I'm not sure how well this is going to work.
Ball inbound to Katie Burns. She's got in the backcourt with Rainey pursuing her. Chloe there as well, and now double-teamed in the corner, and she throws it up to Schultz over the top, and Coach Becker's going to want a timeout to talk about this. 1:59 left to go, 40-27. We have a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Join Galesburg Cottage Hospital for GHS Pinkout Night this Friday at Thiel Gym at Galesburg High School when the GHS Boys Silver Streaks take on the Moline Maroons. GHS Pinkout Night honors assistant coach Jason Gray, who died from cancer in May 2009. His family will be honored before the GHS basketball games. Autographed GHS and Rock Island ball will be given away. The Streaks will wear pink commemorative uniforms and pink t-shirts will be on sale. For more info, call Mike Reynolds at 343-4149.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois travels to Nebraska. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 7.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back to Tim Hyman Court on the campus of Knox College. Streaks with the Martin Luther King Day tournament. Playing the number 8 Potters, and it's been all Potters here from pretty much the end of the third quarter on. 40-27, Streaks trail by 13. 1:59 left to go in the ball game, and if Streaks are going to get back into it, they need some turnovers and fast. Ball inbounded to Byrne. Sharon had kind of tried to hold on to her to try to slow her up, and she fell to the ground. Ball's rotated around. They've got it in Livingston's hands now. She picks up the dribble, gets it to Cox, now to Schultz. As they're just going to rotate the basketball around. Morton trying to kill as much clock as possible here. And now, a near steal by Rainey. I thought she had it.
She did, too.
Yeah. Ball finally goes inside to Chandler. Oh, Chandler Ryan goes up with a shot. Casey swatted it, but they're going to call Casey for the foul. And, you know, Casey would have been okay if she hadn't brought that arm down.
The follow through. Yep.
She
got the ball clean.
The official was just about to call it a clean block until Casey brought the arm down. And this will send the freshman, Chandler Ryan, to the line where she's already hit a pair. First one up, and that one's good as well. 3 for 3. And, you know, as you said earlier, this is not one of those teams you want to get to the line a lot.
Well, Morton, and as they've started to spread the court, move the ball around, reminds me a lot of Champaign Centennial. We saw them, too, just very adept at using the entire court. And 2 free throws now. Morton going to win this one handily.
Yeah, 42-27 in a game, which the Streaks gave the fans some things to cheer about right before the half and coming out of the locker room. Unfortunately, they just have not had much here in the second half. And Streaks just struggling to get points, and that's what we saw last year against this team as well. Streaks overload the floor, 5 on the near side. Now they kick it over to Haley. Long 3 from Haley Kelso. And that's her 4th of the game, and the Streaks trail by 12 now, 42-30. 1 minute and 3 seconds left to go, and now we're under the minute marker. And now we're going to get a 10-second call, and turnover by Morton. Streaks will get back, chance to bring this one underneath 10, or at the very least 2-10. But again, a long road if they're going to get back into this one.
Sabrina checks in. Casey sits down.
Interesting move. You usually see Sabrina come in for defense, not for offense. Sabrina with the basketball to Danny, to Jessica. Jessica looks inside. No. Skips it across to Haley. Haley will dribble in, get some contact, gets over to Danny Teal over the big girl for her first 2 of the game, and it's 42-32. 43 seconds left to go in this one. The ball tipped, but picked up by Schultz. We're going back the other way now. Schultz falling to the ground again and gets it over. And now Katie Byrne all the way down the lane. They're going to kick this one out. Now we're at 30 seconds left to go in this one. Livingston with the ball. She gets fouled by Jessica. And Jessica's got to be careful to make sure she's going for the basketball. She just kind of grabbed the arm.
Okay, after that one, I think Schultz either has a bad equilibrium or she's she's flopping.
I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Yeah, she's gotten to know Tim Hyman Court very well today.
She has fallen down at about every piece of it.
All right, to the line is Sarah Livingston. She's missed 1 in the game. Make it 2 as she misses that one. She's 4-6 now.
Well,
only 8 points for her.
Silver Streaks have played their most inspired ball in the last minute or so of both halves.
Yeah, 28.5 left. They need an 11-point run as that one's good. Streaks trail by 11. 43-32. They get to Kelso. She's been hot from three-point range. Not there. They get back to her. Now they're going to go to Casey. The Streaks need to get a shot up quick if they're going to have any chance. And here's Shrine all the way in. She's going to get fouled. And good play by Shrine. Unfortunately, she can't finish the play as Cox will get called for the foul. Shrine will go to the free throw line, but you would like to see an and one there. 16 seconds left to go. This one pretty much over, but Shrine's got a chance to alter the Streaks score.
Well, Livingston talking with her teammate that picked up the foul there, and I'm guessing either one, she's saying, you know, don't foul here, obviously, with this much time left. Or number two, my guess is she's saying, hey, let her come in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here.
She was, and she was shadowing that play as well. Yeah. Shrine misses the first free throw, second one. As she is a 66% free throw shooter, she does hit that one. And now we got timeout for Coach Massey. 43-33, Streaks trail by 10, a 30-second timeout. Motion to 30 and a full. I'm guessing we're going full as the girls are sitting down. So we'll
keep it here. I'm 16 seconds left. Well, pretty long shot. I watched the end of the Butler and Gonzaga men's game the other night. And you'd have thought Butler was done when the fellow traveled with 3 seconds left, and then they steal the inbounds, hit a floater, and the whole place just went bananas.
That's one of those places that I really want to go watch a game sometime. Yeah. Winklefield House, great atmosphere, and that, you're right, that whole place erupted. You could tell the cameras were shaking. And it was a heck of a game. I got to watch most of the second half of that game. Yeah,
that's why I was telling my wife as we watched that, I said, this is what makes college basketball great. You never see this in the pros.
No.
Now, you see a guy hit a shot at the buzzer in the pros. There's a little – but, I mean, the madness, the students, the enthusiasm.
Exactly. The investment of the fans
is much different. It was just phenomenal.
Well, Morton's going to have to go the length of the floor here if they're going to inbound on the baseline. And now we have another errant whistle. I don't know what that was. And it's not sure what the whistle was for, but now we're going to re-inbound this one, they said.
Bill Allison holding the trophy down there, which will go to Morton after this one.
Morton did get the ball in. They're going to come the length of the floor. Jessica on the defense, and now it's going to go to Kate Byrne. She's going to hold it 8 seconds, 6 seconds as Sarah Livingston's got it. She's going to kick it over to Schultz, and she'll let the time expire. 1-0. Streaks fall to number 8, Morton Potters, 43-33. We'll be back with post-game coaches interview, post-game show stats, and all everything else just after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
If you've heard anything about Bosch dishwashers, you've most likely heard how quiet they are. In fact, Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in America. It's because Bosch is committed to producing the world's best appliances, including dishwashers that meet the exacting Bosch standards of German-engineered quality and European design. In fact, a total of 485 quality control tests are performed on every Bosch dishwasher before they leave the factory. But despite our dishwasher's quietness, our customers have been making a lot of noise recently about us. Bosch dishwashers were just ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. You can't rank any higher than that.
Visit your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in the U.S. based on available sound information on competitors' websites, December 2012.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
The official WGIL forecast. Clear and bitterly cold tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low tonight near zero. Wind chill readings 10 to 20 below with wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour this evening. Sunshine tomorrow, but a high of only 13 expected. Chance of flurries tomorrow night with a low of 10. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of flurries in the morning and a high of 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 10 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Welcome to the post game. Silver Streaks girls fall by 10 points here this afternoon, 43-33 to the 8th-ranked Morton Potters, who are getting their team picture taken down in front of the home of the Prairie Fire emblem with their hardware as they won the championship of the event. They were undefeated, and the one thing that still is perplexing for a lot of us, and I'm sure there's a good answer, I just haven't heard it yet, why when you invite state-caliber teams Morton and Champaign Centennial to your Martin Luther King tournament, you can't find a way to have them meet on the court. I mean, what a great game that would have been. It would have drawn statewide attention, but yet they were both here, but neither one of them played each other. And Centennial had the problem of losing to United Township, which really tarnished their tournament as well as will probably hurt their ranking. They were rated number 2 in the state in Class 3A, but still you would have loved to have seen that Centennial and Morton game, and I don't know, maybe next year they can make it happen. But here, the Silver Streaks saw enough of Morton. They gave him a pretty good go a couple of times, got within one at halftime. We're actually up there early third quarter, but then the roof caved in, and we missed 7 shots in a row, made one, and then missed another 7, so went 1-for-14 during that stretch. I believe, Eric, you were saying it was like an 18-2 run for Morton in there that just put the game away. Potters shoot 36% from the field, 14 out of 39, while the Silver Streaks were 12 of 45, just 26% for the game, and just not going to beat hardly anybody shooting 26%, whether it's Morton or a lesser team. Part of the reason, though, is because Morton plays good defense and they have sides. It's tough to get the shot over the top of them, especially when they're inside. Morton gets 35 rebounds to the Silver Streaks. Well, we negotiate between 23 and 25. Eric had them with the high count of 25, so we'll give them that. And the turnover count, 15 for the Potters, 10 for the Silver Streaks. So, by and large, we took pretty good care of the ball in this one. Did some positive things. I thought we played pretty good defense, all things considered. But just can't get enough balls to fall in the hole to make it a win. 10-point difference, 43-33. Morton wins it. As the post-game individual stats being tallied up by Eric right now, and we should be seeing Coach Evan Massey here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you know, the tough thing for, I guess, the Streaks has got to be, when you look back at this weekend, is that you played 3 games against 3 good teams, and Peoria Notre Dame was down. There's no doubt about that. They didn't have their full barrage of players. But that being said, you couldn't score. You didn't score effectively against all these teams. And if you're not going to score regularly or efficiently against teams, you're going to find yourself in holes. And we talked about that. Tom and I talked about that during Peoria Notre Dame game, because one of the things that you saw was the Streaks barely, I think they had 21 points in the first half there. That's very unstreak-like. And then you saw them score 17, which was a new season low. And then you see them score in this one 16, which is a new season low. And that's the kind of stuff you can't have if you're going to end up winning games, especially games against tough teams like this. And I agree with you. I think the Streaks played tremendous defense compared to what we've seen this year, but unfortunately they weren't able to score to complement their defensive play.
Halftime, or the post-game statistics, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And we will take a short timeout. We'll come back and talk with Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey and get the final individual statistics for this Martin Luther King afternoon game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today and a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball as they fall by 10 to the Morton Potters here at Memorial Gymnasium at the Knox College campus. Coach Evan Massey will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Final individual numbers, Eric, as far as the streaks. Not a whole lot of points to tally up, but we did have at least one in double figures.
Yeah, only five people scored. Sharon Diggins and Haley Kelsel led the way, 12 apiece. Sharon, 12 points, three steals, and two rebounds. Haley had 12 points to go with 4 of 6 shooting from distance. She was really kept the streaks in it at times in some big threes. 5 points for Jessica Lieber on a very tough shooting night or day for her, as she was only 1 of 14 from the field and only 2 of 4 from the stripe. She also had a steal, though, and 2 rebounds, 2 points apiece for Casey Williams with 5 rebounds and a steal, and 2 points for Danny Teal with 4 rebounds. Streaks were led in rebounding by Casey Williams, led in steals by Sharon Diggins. On the other side of things, Morton shot, you wanted to hold Livingston down. The Streaks did that. 11 points for Kate Byrne, though, to lead the way, and she had 4 rebounds and a block. 10 points for Abby Cox, as she hit a pair of threes and a couple field goals and a block, 5 rebounds. 9 points for Sarah Livingston, but she really controlled the rebounds, 14 rebounds, 8 blocks. Just very dominant inside, and, you know, she may not have scored a lot, but she definitely locked down the inside for Coach Bob Becker. 4 points for Chandler Ryan. The freshman added 7 rebounds to go with that, all 4 points from the stripe. 4 points for Emily Schultz, who had 3 offensive rebounds, all coming early on. 3 points for Emma Heiser on a three-pointer, and 2 points for Maddie Kraft. And that was the extent of the scoring for Morton. And Bob Becker doesn't use a whole lot of players compared to some we hit. Some teams we see. In fact, Logan Namanani, who was a sophomore that plays up, and Jadison Warren, who was a freshman that plays up, didn't play in this game because they both played on the sophomore side of things. So we knew going in they weren't going to play, which, you know, even decreased the bench even more. But, you know, when you're playing a system like Morton, you don't always need it.
No. Well, it doesn't get any easier our next outing when we'll venture up to Rock Island on Thursday night to see what we can do with the Rocks. And a lot of the league would love to see the Silver Streaks win that one. It would give a few other teams a chance. And Silver Streaks, obviously for themselves, if they're going to have a chance in the league, have to knock off the top dogs. So
that
one will be every bit as tough as this, if not harder.
Exactly.
All right. We've got Coach Evan Massey set to join us here in just a minute or two.
Do you want to run through your team stats really quick?
Yeah, already did that.
Oh, okay.
Took care of that.
I'll just do the shooting then. 11 of 33 for Morton, 3 of 6 from distance, 12 of 18 from the stripe. On the streak side of things, 6 of 19 from inside the arc, 6 of 27 from distance, and 3 of 8 from the free throw line. So not a very good night shooting, as you had said earlier. In fact, 3 of 8 from the free throw line, not something Coach Massey is going to be any too happy about. The fact that they only got there 8 times and the fact that they only hit 3 of those when they did get there.
So we have one more Silver Streak game to bring you on this Martin Luther King. That'll be back to the Thiel Gymnasium for boys basketball. And, boy, do the Silver Streaks boys need a win. Should get it tonight, but we'll have to go out and earn it against Kankakee. Silver Streaks dropped their game this afternoon against Bloomington by 10 points. And a familiar refrain as we talked during the broadcast here, just not hitting enough shots. And Bloomington spent a good part of the time at the free throw line and cashed in on more opportunities there than did the Silver Streaks. So Coach Evan Massey joins us now. The postgame interview brought to you by Breedloves in Kewaunee as we talk with the Silver Streaks coach. And, Evan, as we came into this one, knew we had to play pretty good defense because that was Morton's forte as well, and points were going to be hard to come by. And we felt like for a good part of the day, other than missing more shots than you'd like, you executed the game plan.
Right. And, you know, especially I think, you know, when you're doing something as dramatically differently as we were, it's a credit to the kids that we came down here yesterday at Knox and we just walked through. So we never, ever did, any kind of live practice, you know, playing that half-court defense, that we just lined up, put an offense against them and walked through and talked through. And so it's a credit to the kids that something that you put in as a coach, that they, you know, they're willing to believe in what you're saying enough that they're going to work and try and implement it. And, you know, it wasn't perfect as far as things. I thought early they overloaded on the one side, and Sharon was caught having two kids to guard on her side, and she mistakenly went out and guarded the perimeter kid, and the layup was the one we wanted to take away. Early, I thought we gave up a couple of, you know, some offensive boards, but later we kind of shored that up. I thought, you know, for us, you know, having 5'6", 5'7", kids guarding a 6'2", All-State kid, I think we did a pretty good job on her. And and then the pressure stuff, I thought when we mixed it up and then went full court, Sharon and Rainey, there were two possessions where Sharon mistakenly sent her right. But otherwise, when we in the full court stuff, when we ended up sent her to her left and just got up those two, one of them pressuring her, I thought they gave her trouble.
Yeah. Well, and at halftime, I think even if you'd have talked to the Morton fans and asked them who was hustling harder, they would have said the Silver Streaks. You were down a point at the break, really just on great hustle, we thought, and then even into the early third quarter. But then when you go on a stretch where you're just one of 14, that just gets to be a backbreaker against a really good team.
You know, why is it as an announcer you have to tell the exact statistics? It would have been a lot nicer if you just would have said, boy, you went through a shooting slump there, and we could have just said in general. You didn't have to say 1 for 14. It kind of knocks the air out of you. Yeah, I thought, you know, really, to be honest with you, what we were doing was, one, is I just thought their length when we've on the college court. If we get a chance to play them on a high school court, we'll try and do some trapping and the stuff we normally do. But the combination, their size and the extra length on the college court, I had no interest in us chasing them and doing what we normally do. And so we wanted to stay close enough that, you know, priority was to keep them off the board. Ryan, the three-point shooter, not let her get threes. I don't think she had a three all game. And then the hope was to stay close enough, hit some shots, and make it interesting. And I think we did everything we wanted defensively, but then we just didn't hit the shots to make it interesting.
I don't know, there'll be many more games down the stretch where Sarah Livingston doesn't score in the entire first half. You were doing a lot of things right on the inside against her.
Right, and then I think then in the second half, we got her when she missed some shots. She scores a lot on her miss offensive rebound, and she got in the second half, I think we took that away from her pretty well. And so Casey and Sabrina, that was their job, and I thought they did a decent job with that and things. It's tough because with Livingston, there's things that you run, and I thought we got to the basket several times. They're coming out to cover the three, and we got to the basket, and the problem there is Livingston and blocked it out of bounds. And I don't honestly think many of those were, you know, ones where we could have argued and said, oh, there was a foul, that she was enough above us that it becomes a problem.
And finally, you've weathered a tough stretch not only against opponents but also against physical play. I mean, Jessica getting hurt the other night, Haley Kelso, I didn't dream seeing her leave the other night that she'd be back playing at the level she was today and gave you some key three-point shots. And, of course, it all started Thursday night when Danny got hurt. And so this is a pretty tough bunch to keep out here plugging away.
Yeah, Coach Reynolds has a magic medical cure that we have for the sprained ankles that we don't want to reveal at this time that allows that to happen. But, yeah, they're tough kids, and they came back and battled, and they followed directions. That's the big thing. A lot of times, especially with an ankle injury, is if you – that first day you're so, you know, in shock and whether you follow through. And that's – I said to somebody – well, I said to Coach Allison yesterday that Saturday night, you know, they just were so dominant against us, it was depressing, because you look and you think, oh, my goodness, what, you know, what can we do to compete? And you just – as coaches, coaches and players both, when you lose, you tend to become selfish, and you got to work through that. And I thought for myself when I woke up the next day and thought through things that, you know, one of the big pluses for us from Saturday night's game is being forced to play Haley at the point. And I don't think that's her natural position, but I do think she probably has some of the best court vision of any of our kids. And so I think that's something that's going to help us.
It's been a long stretch of interviews for you here at the Martin Luther King Tournament. A lot of ball games, and you get a couple of days without talking to us. We'll see you again at Rock Island on Thursday. I'm sure that one will be a piece of cake.
Right. I think, you know, ESPN has the Rivals Week. You know, Carolina plays Duke and stuff. I used a different word, but I told our kids, I think this for us, this is the ESPN. This is the Dislike Week, that we play Morton on Monday and Rocky on Thursday. So we'll see. But as long as we keep competing like that, we just can't get hooked up on the losses and beat ourselves down. Thanks, guys.
Silver Streaks coach Evan Massey on the post game here, brought to you by Breedloves. We'll take a timeout. Be back to wrap things up. They're wanting to fold our bleachers up here, I think, at Tim Hyman Court at Knox College. We'll finish it off after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Did you know the Medicare annual disenrollment period is January 1st to February 14th? Call us, 866-323-7249.
American Senior Benefits, putting people back into the people business. Galesburg.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Brad Benowitz always says, final order of business, and that's to take care of our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. We had a couple of candidates we briefly debated over Eric Gibson, but came to a consensus on who it should be. You can tell us who it is today.
Well, it's going to be Haley Kelso, and in part of it, the toughness factor coming off the rebounding off that injury, what looked to be a terrible ankle injury at the very least, and Coach Massey explained that it was an ankle sprain, but she looked pretty good as she hit 4 of 6 from three-point land, including a three with time expiring in the first half that cut the streaks deficit to just one, and another couple threes when the streaks needed threes to try to get the game back into contention. And a good job by her to keep things rolling for the Silver Streaks and keep the game as close as possible in a game that, coming in, I'm sure Coach Massey, you told Coach Massey that you were going to limit Livingston to no points in the first half, and you were only going to be down one going into halftime. He would have been more than happy.
Yeah, well, but if you told him we only had Jessica Lieber, only had a few points there too late in the ball game, that wouldn't have
no
sat very well. So just one of those days. And a couple of good teams, but the defense of Morton won the day. So, again, thanks to congratulations to Haley Kelso for being our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Eric, a couple of days off for you after a busy stretch here, and we'll see you on the road heading to Rock Island on Thursday.
Yeah, and that's going to be another tough one as the Streaks continue to find ways to make their season as tough as possible. And that will cap off a very tough run for the Streaks. And hopefully you're able to get a big W there and even up the season series and see what happens as things boil out down the stretch. But that Rocky team, real good. They beat Morton earlier in the year.
Yeah, yeah. So we got our hands full there. So for Eric Gibson and for the rest of the staff, I think it's been kind of a tag team effort back at the WGIL studio. Brian Prescott, Bob O'Connor, and some others taking care of the engineering for basketball here today. I'm Jim Lee, and reminding you, we've got Silver Streaks basketball on the boys' side coming up again a little later this afternoon. 5:40, our scheduled pregame with a 6 o'clock tip-off as the boys finish up the Martin Luther King tournament against the Kankakee Kays. So long this afternoon from Knox College.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.